in today's global economy, many small family farms are struggling to make ends meet. That's the case for the Olson Farm in Lanesboro, Massachusetts. WAMC visited the couple, trying to keep their family's tradition alive. The Olson Farm in Lanesboro is still in the family, for now.
This is where I grew up. It had been my great-grandparents' farm. The land has been fallow for about 50 years or so, and I guess it started when I saw one blueberry bush and started clearing around it, and this urge to kind of work the land, I felt it.
Chris Wheeler and his wife Kristen Toole are the latest operators of the farm that's been in the family for almost 80 years.
When we first moved back in with Chris's dad about 2 years ago, we had just planned to make this a homestead, to kind of be self-sufficient, to be growing our own food, to be raising our own meat and eggs for us to eat. I teach during the day, but I'm absolutely, you know, farmhand 100% of the time. So taking care of the chickens and taking care of the bees, starting, and that's mostly Chris's job, but it's good to have my hands in it too.
But in January 2017, Wheeler's father, Tommy, died unexpectedly. He left the couple 30 acres. Over the years, most of the farm was sold off to balance the books. Chris Wheeler and Toole also took on roughly $100,000 in debt against the estate, more than Toole's teaching salary and their crops can cover.
We've had to rethink, you know, how we're going to hold on to the pieces that we think are important about living on this land, but then also how to make a profit out of it.
In 1923, Wheeler's great-grandfather, Thomas Olson, and his wife, Randy, emigrated from Norway to New York City, but realized city life wasn't for them. They bought 95 acres and the original farmhouse, built in the 1790s, for just $1,200.
This house used to be like a carriage stop, because this road used to go all the way up the mountain into Hancock, and people would stop and spend the night here.
The Olsons fixed up the farmhouse, but the years haven't been gentle, and it's fallen into disrepair. The couple now lives in a house Tommy built, set further back on the property. They tend the land and sell produce at farmers markets, doing what they can to save their home.
We keep the lawn very tall because the bees love this wild thyme, the purple, and it's like the whole lawn is wild thyme, so it's like perfect pollen for them to make honey. So it looks like a mess from the road, but it's for the bees. And there are days when there's probably a little patch in the sun up here where there's just like 1,000 bees all covering and you can hear them buzzing.
Meanwhile, Wheeler tends to a whole hive. He's smoking the bees out to make them docile, so it's safe to retrieve honey. Toole works the garden.
Corn and beans and squash.
The chickens they raise, also bound for market, cluck nearby.
And these two pear trees, my dad bought us these at Chris's dad's service, and we planted them, you know, like memorial trees. You know, we can have Susan and Tommy pears in 3 to 5 years.
When it comes to saving the property, the couple says their options are limited. They don't want to sell any farmland to pay off the debt, Wheeler says, because that's what they have worked so hard to save. Toole says they don't qualify for many of the state and federal grant programs designed to help struggling farms, because they can't completely own the property until the debt is settled. They have received some support over the last 6 months from individual donations. Coupled with proceeds from tag sales, Wheeler says the debt is down to $80,000.
It's been tough. I lost my mom 10 years ago or so, and then dad. And so this is where I grew up. It has my brother and my sister and I's heights notched on the door. You know, this is home. And my mom planted the flower gardens around. My dad built the house. I'm really tied to him through this.
If nothing changes, Wheeler and Toole say they will lose their home by the end of October. The couple can try to buy back the land at auction, but right now, they don't have a dollar to spend. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I am J.D. Allen.